were able to purchase two brand new Pierce fire engines. They're real similar to ones that we've had in the past. It's a different brand, a little bit higher quality. They're a much smoother drive. They have the same size pump, which is 1,500 gallons a minute, and they carry about 750 gallons of water.
So are these kind of the what most of us would recognize as the full-size engines that we normally see around town?
Right, definitely. They're very distinct from our other engines. On the back of them, they have the bright the Chevron reflective stuff on the back of them.
And how much money did these engines cost, do you recall?
These came in right at $600,000 each.
Absolutely brand new then, right?
Correct. We had to go back to the factory because every little compartment, nut and bolt on there, gets written down in a specification. And so we had to go back for the planning of the engine and then for the final inspection.
And what kind of things did you folks have in mind when you assisted with the designing and construction of these engines?
The biggest thing is to maintain the same standard of response. And a safety issue was to bring all the hose beds and controls down to a little bit easier height to work with. Our previous engines, all the hoses and controls are up very high, and some of our firefighters have a difficult time accessing those.
So in other words, the earlier engines were built for 8-foot firefighters then, right?
Just about, yeah.
When are they going to be put in service?
The one downtown will be in service probably early afternoon, and then the one out at Glacier Fire Station will be in service directly after the ceremony.
And how often does the department get new equipment like this?
It's not real frequent. We were able to get a tanker about 2.5 years ago on a federal grant. Prior than that, it was 6 years ago that we were able to get new fire engines.
Now, these engines, the $600,000 that you mentioned, was that paid for out of sales taxes?
It's a combination of the different resources. We contribute part of our budget every year into like a big savings account. You know, it's a citywide savings account, so people that are buying road graders or dump trucks or fire trucks, it's the big high-dollar item so that we don't take all the money out of a particular year. We save it up over several years.
And what happened to the old engines that I take it these are going to replace?
Those will get moved out to the Douglas Fire Station and the Auk Bay Fire Station. You know, those are staffed by volunteers, and they don't get the call volume that the Juneau and Glacier Station do, so they'll last, you know, quite a bit longer with fewer miles on them.
Okay, and both of these are going to be stationed, one each at Glacier and one downtown, is that right?
That's correct.
And what about training for the folks that will be driving and using these engines? Has that been already worked out?
Yeah, everybody's pretty much ready to go. We've got a few people that have been on vacation and things like that, but they've been driving them, pumping with them, getting used to where all the equipment is. And our mechanic's been working real hard at getting things, you know, put on the apparatus and making sure everything's functioning properly.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about this christening ceremony. This apparently has a long history, or it's something very traditional in the fire department, or at least within the firefighting industry. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it starts back in the days of the horse-drawn pumpers where, you know, they get back from a fire call. The horses were hot and sweaty and the engines were dirty. And so they would clean those up outside the fire station, and then since the horses were taken care of separately, they would be put away, and then the hose company or the engine company would have to actually push the apparatus back into the fire station. So this is kind of a tradition that's been carried on from then. It's the first time we've done it here in Juneau, but they do it all over the country, and it's just kind of a fun tradition, gets people more, you know, in touch with their apparatus and have more ownership to it. We feel if people, you know, have pride in their equipment and have personal ownership to it, they'll take a lot better care of it.
And this is kind of comparable to what we would normally recognize as a ship christening with the bottle of champagne across the bow, right?
Exactly, but I'd have heart palpitations if we broke a bottle of champagne on the bumper.
You'd have to send it back to the shop for a new paint job, right, and body
exactly.
Work. And what else is going to happen during this ceremony? What else do you folks have planned?
We'll do the push the engine back in the station. Everybody can dry it off, and then we've got some traditional leather fire buckets, and we're going to transfer some of the water out of the old tank from the old apparatus into the new one. It sounds like we'll have the chaplains do a blessing of the fleet, and then we're going to serve cake for the public right afterwards.
Okay. Anything else that we missed here about the ceremony or about the engines?
No, we'd definitely like to encourage the public to come out and participate. These are the community's engines, so we'd love to see everyone out there.
Okay. Chief Rich Etheridge, thanks a lot for talking to us.
Great. Thank you.